Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Dark Fantasy Forever Will End from the Gospel of Chaos series by Tom Brandt is a down-to-earth story based on an ancient prophecy that is said to bring all existence to an end. Civilization will thrive and oppress the common and low class with strict social laws and segregation. Dom's novel details an era of constant war, death, and despair on such a scale that all existence would inevitably perish. A tale of dark, clever, whimsical charm unfolds as many come together to oppose this threat, all for the sake of one purpose, survival. Dom is from Wahoo, Nebraska. It was in high school that got the idea for Forever Will End. It took a while to finish and publish, almost a decade. Dom now lives in Columbus, Nebraska. Forever Will End is the first of a series of novels. Dom Brandt, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Dom. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. This is such a fascinating story. And before I get into the inspiration for this story, they took about a decade to write. This started in your mind back in high school. Talk about some of your background, the books that you like to read. What is your inspiration? What do you like to read?
Surprisingly, not a lot of dark fantasy. I prefer more fictional history books, the sci-fi, the Goosebumps books, the Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, those kinds of books. Right. Boxcar Children was another one, Animorphs. So fantasy's not really much of a genre I've read, other than The Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
So inspiration, it's just several ideas come to mind, and then I guess the one you like the most kind of just sticks with you. So I kind of just played it from there. A few episodes. I do like shows where there's a lot of, I want to say, family conflict, or where it wasn't really, there's always that hostility between a parent and child, or
yes,
brother and sister, that kind of thing.
Where did the idea come up with that? You mentioned this is not really your favorite genre, wasn't growing up, and this idea started in high school. Where did this idea for this world that you've created, where did this come from?
Video games, you can say.
Okay.
Just some various shows, too, as I guess it's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly where it began, but I just took a pen and started writing and couldn't stop. And I've actually lost it at one point, the story, and I decided to give up on it. And a sweet mate of mine when I was in college found it, and he really liked it, and he wanted me to actually do something with it. And so I just put a lot more effort into it, and 10 years later, I came up with the story.
You know, it's almost like this book had to be written, isn't it? You talk about you wrote it in high school. You spent a little time over the years writing it. You thought you lost it. Friends find it. The reception was encouraging to you, and you decided to finish it and go ahead and have this published. And I find it interesting, too, the title actually came out of a meeting, I understand, with a financial advisor?
Yes. Before I came up with the name, the original name, which I can't remember, but it wasn't really a good one. So I told that my friend, I kind of think on it, and that's when I, it's kind of one of those things where it kind of just hits you like a ton of bricks. And
yes.
So about a few days later, I had to go see my financial advisor, and he goes, Dom, I haven't seen you in forever. And I go, well, forever has ended. And he's like, hey, that's a really good one. And that's when it kind of hit me, and I kind of played it from there. And that's how I came up with Forever Will End.
And it fits perfectly. The book written by Dom Brandt is Forever Will End, the Gospel of Chaos series. This is the first in the series that we'll be talking about on the program today. This is a great story, well told, a very talented author, but talk about the message, and we'll get into some of the characters, but talk about the message of the book. Besides an entertaining story, you've really got a message there as well, don't you?
Yes and no. I mean, I guess I when I my final concept is I wanted this to be an entertaining story from start to finish, and any message that I may portray or that I may it may you may think that I'm trying to send is basically a coincidence. I don't try to do anything that's in your face or this is a warning.
Right.
Maybe there is that concept of if this keeps happening, this is what's going to happen to society. That's probably what I or a reader just repicking this up. But it is, I do focus heavily on the characters, and that's basically what I wanted the reader to do, the concept of the reader to get as well, is just the character development and how they interact with each other, and the charm and the wit is based. I wanted that at the forefront. I think I nailed it here in this.
Well, you really did, and that's probably the best way to deliver a subtle message is you're not hitting us over the head with it. It's a great story, and we start thinking as we're reading the book, in this case, Forever Will End, and it really brings that point home without saying, okay, this is the point of my book. And again, it's told through excellent characters that you developed along with dialogue. Talk about that, because for some people, they struggle with that. It seems like creating characters, a diversity of characters, and creating that dialogue is really your strong suit.
Yeah. Well, how I when I am in a conversation, I kind of look at multiple ways to interact with them. You, I mean, the last thing you'd like you for a character you want in a book or someone you know as a friend is like they're predictable. Like this is what they would do in this situation because it's so obvious. And there's definitely angles. Each character behaves differently and or every situation and I put every character it seems I put every character in this book in pretty much the same situation, but it's a different outcome and it's kind of in a way it's how you would see yourself if you were in this book, like what would you perhaps say, or what would you do? And maybe it's more like there's other ways to go about doing it at the same time.
Yes.
Probably more ways that you wouldn't expect, or things that you probably wouldn't really say or do. So it kind of just surprises you and it makes it more interesting.
With us on the program is Dom Brandt, that's Brandt, author of Forever Will End, a Gospel of Chaos series. You'll find the book available at barnesandnoble.com, Amazon. You can link on directly to Dom's books information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you were writing the book, was there a target audience you had in mind?
It seems that my general target is young adults, middle-aged adults, and teens. It seems as long as they're old enough to, I mean, it is definitely a mature book, so I'd prefer a mature audience. But yeah, teens seem to like it. I don't think I've had a general. I haven't really pinpointed which audience likes it the best or the most. So I seem to have given it to people of all ages samples, and they all have been come back with a positive. So,
Yeah,
but yeah, let's.
it's not really narrowly focused at all. It's a book that would appeal to anybody who likes a good story. Is writing always something you wanted to do? This story started, again in high school, took over a decade to complete. Was writing something you always wanted to do?
No, actually, I wanted to major, maybe a police officer or work with prisoners or even criminal science. So, yeah.
Well, I think you've got another career opportunity here with the book Forever Will End, book
You.
one of the Gospel of Chaos series with Dom Brandt, our guest on the program. We talked about characters, dialogue, development of characters, the evolution of characters, which you do so well. How do you go about writing a scene? Is that like visual before you actually put the words down?
A little bit. I try to kind of when I'm before I write or before I come up with any concept or what I'd like to put down, I kind of in a way act through what I would like the character to say and who's saying it. And what I do is try to put every character in that same situation and see who acts it out the best or who would be best suited for that situation. So, I mean, sometimes I just wing it as well, and hopefully it works.
Well, it really did. It's Gospel of Chaos series, book one, Forever Will End. Dom Brandt, our guest on the program. Talk about it. It took some time to actually complete this first novel, and that's interesting. When you were serious about it, after it was found, you went back, got great reception from your friends, and decided to finish it. Did you have to go back and start from the beginning and sort of basically follow the structure you laid out, or did you pick it up from the point you stopped writing?
Oh, I started this story over dozens of times, actually.
That, yes.
I've gone through it and read it, and I didn't like it. And maybe it may have been good, but there was always just, I felt there was just, it wasn't, I could do just a little bit better, or I could just, there were just some concepts I wanted to change. And the bad part was if I had to change something of just one character, I'd have to redo the entire story. And so it would basically revolve around that character concept or that personality of the character. So yeah, basically it was more of what took so long is just more restarting the book than
yes,
actually getting it done.
When you develop a character, is that someone you totally create in your mind or maybe based on someone? How did you go about that?
Based in my mind or things that I see, I didn't want you see so many shows and read different variety of books, and there are some things that I'm good or some things that I like when about characters that I can do or types of personalities or, I guess genres I could fit. Like I can't really do, I couldn't involve a lot of romance in my book because I'm not really good with the romance genre in general. So I had to pick and choose which types of additional traits I wanted in this story.
Oh, yes.
And so I kind of mix and match, and some things work better than others, and I just kind of better with.
Dom Brandt, our guest in the program, author of Forever Will End, book one in the Gospel of Chaos series. This is book one. This is not a one-off. You're working on a series. Are you working on other types of books as well?
Yes. As this series goes, I'd like to make a different series that stars in it's a chronicle story, and it's basically will take place in Utah. Fictional town in Utah, which I'm calling Fresh Pond, and it's more of a psychological and has that kind of superhuman trait, but it's more secret agencies and stuff like that.
I mean, that sounds interesting, and we'll be looking forward to that as well as book two in Forever Will End. A couple minutes left in the program. If somebody is listening and thinking, this sounds like something that I would enjoy reading. Tell us what you hope the readers take away from the book, the expectations that you have when someone picks up a copy of Forever Will End and enjoys it.
Yes, I would basically like them to get the ride or enjoy the book. And I mean, that there's still these there's characters, not every character's needs to be this legendary hero or chosen one or this ultra powerful being, that they can just be regular people, more down to earth, grounded characters that actually have expressed the same human emotions that we do every day.
Well, you've said if you can basically see yourself in the story, then you've successfully written a compelling story. And that's exactly the case with the book Gospel of Series, Gospel of Chaos Series, Book One, Forever Will End. A minute or so left here. What has this whole experience been like for you? Sort of the accidental author. The paper is a manuscript is lost, it comes back, everybody loves it, you write the book, it's well received. Sort of a whirlwind couple of years for you. What's it been like writing the book and getting the accolades from a job well done?
It's definitely rewarding. I feel like my 10 years of nearly 10 years of writing has finally paid off, and I would hope that after nearly writing that long, that it got this type of reception. If it didn't, then that means I did something wrong, and I'm
Well,
glad that it turned out the way it did.
you did it
Oh,
right, and taking that 10 years, and it's really paid off. Dom Brandt, our guest, that's Brandt, Brandt. His book is Forever Will End, Gospel of Chaos Series, Book One. It's available Barnes and Noble, Amazon. Link onto our website and get all the information. You can order the book there as well. Dom, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success of Forever Will End. Thank you for being with us on the program.
thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Dom Brandt, author of Forever Will End, Gospel of Chaos Series, Book Number One. Information available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.